Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. I just want to thank y'all for checking in on me and waiting for a new episode. I know I've been gone for about 3 weeks now, but I have good reason for that, and we're going to talk about it in this episode. But I really do appreciate y'all checking every week for an episode, making sure I'm good. Now, let's go ahead and get into the topic. Now, as you can tell by the title, say what you feel. Now, I've never been a person to hold my tongue if I feel a certain way. I'm going to tell you. But you can't do that everywhere, obviously. You know, in a professional setting, it's one thing. In relationships is another way. Now, I'm going to just flat out tell you what it was that I had to say. Now, I had to tell a certain person that I wasn't in love with them anymore. Now, I've never had to do that. Every relationship I've had has ended, you know, amicably, if I can get it out. You know, and I've just never had to literally tell somebody I'm not in love with them anymore. Now, obviously, this is the person who I'm always, like, talking about. But, y'all, one day I just woke up and I just didn't love him anymore. Now, you're probably like, how the fuck you just wake up and don't? Let me tell you, I know my sister, when she broke up with her last boyfriend, you know, me and my mom, we asked her why. She was just like, I just woke up one day and I love him anymore. And I was looking like, how the hell do you just wake up one day and I love him anymore? And now, obviously, there's reasons, you know, she didn't tell us, but that's fine. But it's true. You know, there's a lot of shit he's put me through that we're still going to talk about, you know. I'm finally ready to talk about it, just not on this episode. But I woke up one day and I was just like, I'm done. Like, I'm for real. I'm over it. It is what it is, you know. I got to move on with my life and do what I do. And I was like, I have to tell him, you know, because we were still hooking up and all this stuff because, you know, well, I'm going to tell you why. I was so in love with that man when I tell you, like, even after all the bullshit that I've dealt with him and everything, I physically couldn't have intimacy with anybody. It didn't, even emotional intimacy, I just couldn't. He had such a hold on me. Like, I was just so in love with that man. I could go on dates and everything. Back in my mind, I felt like I was just cheating and doing everything I shouldn't be doing. Even when, you know, we weren't talking, we weren't anything. Like, when I tell you, I couldn't even, like, picture me getting with anyone else. No one else turned me on. Now, I could see somebody and be like, they're attractive. They got a good personality. That's as far as it goes. I couldn't see myself hooking up with them in any way. Like, I couldn't even imagine anyone else touching me. So, for me to wake up and not want anything to do with him, you know, it was weird for me. Like, I felt relief. But I was just like, well, I have to tell this man because according to him and even now, you know, he says he loves me and all this shit and what the fuck ever. It is what it is. I mean, if he does, he does. I fucking doubt it. But hey, if he says he does, cool. But I was just like, well, I have to tell him because I'm hooking up with this man and maybe I can just end it that way. Like, and be like, hey, I, you know, don't love you anymore, so let's stop this. Because I figured if I was just like, we should stop this whole thing, it's going to be why, what's wrong with this, and, you know, shit like that. So, and I felt I needed to tell him because obviously I'm living a lie because he thinks I'm in love with him still. And I'm not. And for me personally, I feel like if you don't love someone, you need to let that person know. No matter how much it's going to hurt that person, they need to know. Because they're sitting here thinking one thing, maybe, you know. They might already know, but they're just afraid to say something. And they're just holding on because you're holding on and they don't want to be the bad guy. Or they don't want to hurt you, you know, stuff like that. But you should tell them. So I was like, well, I got to tell this man. I don't know how to do it. I was thinking about it for weeks. Literally, I think 2 months. I was thinking about it. And I didn't want to just blurt it out. That's rude. Even all the bullshit he's done, I feel like I should have just been like, you know, fuck you. I don't like you. I don't love you. I don't want shit to do with you. Like, I just couldn't do it. Because that's not the person I am. So I thought about it. And y'all, when I tell you, like, it was eating away at me. Now I'm sitting in class, and if you don't know, I'm going to school to be in the medical field, you know. And we were watching a CPR video or something, because I had to get, you know, we had to get recertified and all this stuff. You have to get recertified every so many years, but since the class, whatever, we had to take it, it's mandatory. Y'all, we're watching a CPR video. And I wanted to break down crying. And you're probably like, bitch, what the fuck? Now, look, when I tell you, you're probably like, okay. Apparently, I've never been there when it's happened, but he passes out sometimes. And, you know, obviously I was worried about it and everything. Now, let me tell you the first time I found out he passed out. And, y'all, this is the same day I knew I loved this man. And I tried to play it off. Like, oh, I just haven't had sex in a while, so I'm just attracted to anybody and blah, blah, blah. I'm down bad. But no, it was really because I was in love with this man. He fell out at work, fell into some stuff and, like, hit his head. Now, me and his friend, we were, like, texting or whatever, because we're all friends back then. And I remember this vividly because he was in the parking lot waiting to clock in, and he texts me this picture of an ambulance. It's not funny, y'all, but it's just the way I found out I love this man. It's funny to me. He sent a picture, and he was like, oh, somebody must have, like, fell out. And I was like, LOL, it's probably dude, you know. And the guy was like, LOL, probably is. Turns out it really was for him because he fell out, hit his head, and all this stuff. Now, okay. I find out, I'm freaking out. I'm like crying to my best friend because I don't know what's going on. I'm like, call the store. Because I can't call the store. I can't call the store crying. Because. And it's the one manager that runs my mouth all the fucking time. So I was like, fuck. She gonna be like, so and so called an ass and they gonna know, you know, whatever. Anyway, long story short, my friend called. And she found out what happened. Because the guy, a friend, was trying to text me, but, you know, he was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, too. So, you know, my friend calls. She finds out. She called me back. And when I tell you, y'all, this is how I knew I loved this man. I was so worried about him. They were, like, talking about he had to go to the hospital. Some reason. Okay, I know the reason. Anyway, his mama came up there and his mama was like, wouldn't let him go in the ambulance. She was like, I'm gonna take him to the hospital, all this stuff. What the fuck ever? Okay, whatever. So I'm mad because I'm like, no, this man hit his head and his mama won't let him go to the hospital and shit. And something could be wrong. And I don't know if everyone, I can't remember. But anyway, I'm just upset. So I'm like freaking out. And then so I called this guy. And we're really close and everything, you know, and I'm just like crying to him and I'm like, I gotta find him. like I don't know what's wrong with him. He's not texting me back and he felt like I'm crying to him. And he was like, okay, friend, let's go. We'll go to the hospital. When I tell you, he was like, okay, just come over, we'll calm down and like we can figure this out. We'll call all the hospitals, all this shit. Before we could like call like the first hospital, like we had googled all the numbers, y'all. the guy finally texts me back. He's like, no, I'm cool. And I'm pretty sure he was just like, yeah, I just went home and laid down, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Stuff like that. He's like, I just need to rest and all that stuff. I was like, cool, because I was about to call all the hospital, but I don't think I told him that. But anyway, I was just so happy he was okay. I was just, you know. And I mean, he's passed out a couple times since then. Like I said, I've never been there when he has. He just tells me that he has and stuff like that, or someone else does. But y'all, it's the fact that this man had like passed out, like fell the fuck out, hit his head and all this stuff. I'm crying because I'm so afraid something's happened to him, like something's wrong. Like I am in like disbelief that this man, like, you know, could have died. I don't know. I'm thinking the worst. But I'm like, damn, I really love this dude. Like, whatever. So anyway, back to the CPR video. So that's why I was like sitting there like, damn. Like, that, I don't know what the fuck happened if they tried to give him. Like, I don't know. Everything was so confusing. Like, no one knew what the fuck was going on. I just remember his friend texting me and was like, do you know his address? Because, you know, they're trying to, like, ask his address to see, like, brain damage or memory loss or whatever. Stuff like that. Obviously, I did and shit. But, you know, it was stuff like that. So, that's the thing. So, anyway, the CPR video, it just reminded me, you know, like, the little person laid on the ground and stuff, like hit his head and everything. And I was just thinking in class, like that's the moment you realize like you were in love with him, even though like that to my knowledge he had CPR and thing, but it was like, you know, the whole falling out thing. I was like, you were so in love with this man that you were about to call every fucking hospital in the city to look for this man. And I was going to take my ass up there. Like, my friend and me, we was about to go. Like, that's how in love I was with this man. And I was like, I just have to tell him I don't anymore. Because I didn't want him to think I had that same love for him. Like, I would go to the ends of the earth for him. When I... Y'all, to be honest, if something happened to him, like, okay, I'm sorry, like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm not gonna go see him in the hospital. Like, to be honest, don't even tell me, because it, you get what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing there. Like, yeah, like, damn, oh, he got hurt. Sorry to hear that, but, like, I'm not gonna care. I'm not gonna run there to see him anymore. Like, I, you know. So, I was like, I need to tell him. And it was so funny because, like, I can tell anybody anything. Like, I ain't feeling this. I like that. It's what, you know, stuff like that. But with him, it was hard for me to tell him a lot of things. And there's obviously reasons for that and everything. But I had to tell him this. Now, I remember when I first told him I loved him, like, it was eating away at me, eating away. And I was like, I have to do this. Like, why is this so hard for me to tell him? But I told him. And, you know, I told him other things, it was hard, but this, I feel like, was the hardest thing to do. And so I, that night after the class, I called my friend Tam, which, by the way, we will have our episode out. Tam, I'm so sorry. I know we talked about it today, but I promise you it will come out. But I called her. Crying. I texted her. I was like, hey, can I cry on the phone with you? And she's like, yeah, what's up? And I told her. And I explained my situation. And I mean, sure, I knew the situation, but like, I explained, like, I have to tell him because it's eating away at me. Like, I just can't. You know, I could cut him off and shit like he does me and leave me wondering why this and that. But I was like, I just gotta tell him. Because I'm not coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I cut him off, like, I just wouldn't come back. And then I guess he would just always wonder what the fuck happened. But with him, he'll come back and shit, you know, stuff like that. So she was just like, think about it. And I'm like, sis, I've been thinking about it for a long time. And she's like, well, think about it some more. Because that night, like, when I tell you, I was like, I just want to do it now. I just want to get it out the way. And she's like, just think about it. And so I did. And I know one day he texted me, like, I don't know if it was that same week. I think it might have been a week later. No, it was that same week. And he wanted me to come see him a couple of days before his birthday. And I was just, I was busy. Like, I had to go out of town. And I was like, I'm not trying to do this before I go out. And I was like, you know, I really wanted to because it was a couple days for his birthday. And I was just like, you know, fuck your birthday. Fuck you. Like, I'm going to tell you. But I was like, I'm not messing up my little, you know, weekend. And to be honest, I don't think it would have messed up my weekend. I just didn't feel like going over to deal with that shit because I didn't know how I was going to go. Well, anyway, his birthday came and I saw him like 2 days later. And, you know, he was like, you want to come see me? I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, I gotta do it now. Okay, y'all. So, and y'all probably gonna be like, this is real fucked up. But look, so I'm over there. And for the past couple times I've been over there, like, I've been on the phone with people. I've just been watching videos on the phone. Like, I don't give a fuck. He'll tell me to put something on TV. I'll put it on. I don't even pay attention to shit. Like, I'm on my phone doing other shit. So, we're laying there in his bed. And when I tell you I haven't even been hugged up with this man, I don't cuddle him, don't do shit with him, like, nothing, like, whatever, like, he'll be wanting to hug up on me, I'll just lay there and I'll be like, what the fuck ever. So, you know, he starts kissing on my neck and all this stuff and rubbing on me, and I'm just like, whatever, like, I'm gonna have to do this. Wind up hooking up, right? I go in the bathroom, clean up. He's laying in the bed waiting for me to get back. I start putting my shoes on. And he's looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, you're not going to come cuddle with me? And I'm just like, I'm putting my shoes on. Because I'm like, how am I going to do this, y'all? I like, it's eating on me. I'm like, you got to do this. You have to tell him. So, me being the unprepared person I am, because I had tried different scenarios in my head. Like, I do. I didn't like how any of them turned out. So, basically, I'm talking to him. Like, I gotta tell you something. I mean, I just need to know how you feel. Because, however this is gonna go, depending on your answer, is gonna help me shape the way I say this. So he's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? All this shit. So basically, I'm like, what do you feel? Like, you love me, you hate me, whatever, all this stuff. And he's like, well, I do love you, you know this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn, I still don't know how the fuck I'm gonna say this. Now, if the man said, he's like, nah, I hate you, I'm just fucking with you, you know, whatever, like, just piece of ass. And I'm like, look, okay, cool, because I don't love you anymore, but obviously it didn't turn like that. So I go through this whole fucking thing. Like, when I tell you, like, I just, I was so nervous, and I don't know why. I was just like, okay, so remember how you said that you didn't love your ex-girlfriend anymore? Like, how did you know you didn't love her? And let me tell you, like, I had picked different things, little scenarios for him to, like, kind of get where the fuck I was going, and he never understood it. So, during this whole thing, I was like, when you, you know, you said that you just didn't love your ex-girlfriend anymore, and that's why you broke up with her. Like, how, you know, how'd you know? He was like, oh, it was just like the little things that I was in love with her for. I didn't love her for those same reasons anymore. And shit like that. So I was like, well, how'd you tell her? And, you know, he told me how to tell her. And I was still trying to figure out how to do this shit. Because I was like, well, if someone didn't love you, how would you want them to say it? And this motherfucker was still taking all day to catch on. And he finally did. He was like, so, like, are you trying to tell me you don't love me anymore? And I was like, yeah, you know. And when I tell you, like, so much relief came over my body, y'all. Like, I have never felt like, I was ecstatic, but obviously I didn't want to, like, show that man that I was hype as fuck, that, like, I finally was like, yeah, I don't love you. So it was this whole thing, and he was just like, I don't want to know why, but, you know, like, how long have you been feeling like this? Shit like that. But he really did end up asking me why and all this stuff, and he was like, if it's because, like, the last thing that happened between us or whatever, I get it and all this stuff. And he was like, you know, whatever, things like that. And I was like, could you not tell? And he's like, no, I thought everything was fine. Now, there's a moment for me personally when me and him were hooking up that I could tell he didn't love me. And I didn't really bring it up to him, but I did. I was just like, I know you don't love me. And I was like, I don't know why you're lying. He's like, I do. And I was like, well, I don't feel it. And he was like, well, he was like, you put that in your head that, you know, you made it yourself believe that I don't love you and all these things. And I was just like, I don't feel it. You don't show me like all these things. So I was just like, I don't get how you don't see it, because that moment that I felt like he didn't love me, like, it hurt me. Like, I could just tell. Like, we were together, and I'm getting that whole thing another day, but I knew it. I felt it. So during these last couple months, I'm just like, how could this man not know that I'm just so closed off, so distant to him, you know, from him? Like, I just, when I tell you, I used to just want to run and like just cuddle and just be up under him. Like, I wanted to be in his skin. Like, I just wanted to be there with him all the time. Like, I don't even want to be with you. Like, I'm half the time I'm not even under the covers with you. I'm just sitting there like on my phone. Like, I'm not even laying down for real. You have to like pull me under the covers, pull me to you, and hold me tight as hell. Like, I don't even like, you know, like wrap around you anymore. I'm just laying there. I'm on my phone, shit like that. Like, that's what I was like, can you not really feel that? Like, or you're just in denial. Because there's no way you could have known. So I'm just like, whatever. If you didn't know, cool. Well, now you know. And he was like, well, I can't make you stay or whatever. Or he was like, no, this is what he said. He's like, I'm not trying to make you stay, because I wouldn't want to do that to you, because I know that if you're not happy and blah, 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 shit like that. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, because I know how he is. Like, that's the thing. He'll try to say stuff like, well, if you don't want me to talk to you anymore, okay, I won't. But blah, 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 blah. To make you feel bad or something, like to gaslight you and shit. And it's just how he is. And if he does it on purpose, he does. If he doesn't even know he's doing it, you know, okay, whatever. I give him the benefit of the doubt. And he was just like, you know, I still want to be friends with you. I still love you and shit like that. And I'm just like, what the fuck ever. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I don't. And I told him, and I was just like, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I don't care about you in any form. Like, I was like, you don't really need to talk to me like anymore. Don't text me unless something happens to your dad. And you're probably like, oh my God, not the dad. Y'all, his dad. Oh, that man. But yeah. So he was like, don't text you unless something like extreme happens. I was like, if something happens to your dad, like, get that through your head and stuff. And then I was just like, you know what? No, just whatever. Just, I don't know. And, you know, we were trying to talk and work things out. And then he was like, well, you know, like, can we, like, he was like, you know, I still want to be friends on the stuff. And he was like, do you think you'll ever, you know, love me again? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I can't. Like, as of right now, I don't give a fuck. Like, and see, that's the thing. Like, he was trying to weasel his way, like, to stay. And I knew what he was doing. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, like, I already said what I needed to say and stuff. And he was just like, well, you know, I love you and everything. And, you know, like, I get why you don't love me anymore. And all that shit. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm done. I don't, you know. But, yeah. Little dummy be texting me and stuff. Like, I've seen him once. Yeah, one time since then. Took up. And I'm just like, whatever. But, y'all, I I know that I fully don't love him for real, because guess what? Your girl can finally hook up with other people. Like, other people are turning me on now. So, like, that's all I know for real, that, like, I'm done with him. Like, the last time we hooked up, I think I just did it because, like, obviously I wanted to have sex, but I was, like, so afraid to try someone else, or, like, even go back to, like, somebody that, you know, been hooking up with it before, because I was just like, I can't. Like, maybe my body, it just, my mind isn't ready, but I'm ready. I know I am. But yeah, y'all, like, I've just been so relieved. I've been so happy. But, like, you don't understand. Like, I've been so fucking happy that I told him that. I've been living my best life, y'all. Like, I wish I could see, like, the smile on my face. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I was so, you know how people be like, oh, yeah, we locked in forever. That's how I felt. Even after all this shit, that's how I felt. Like, I felt like I was just trapped with him, and I didn't know how to escape. And time apart really did work. It helped me realize a lot of things, and I'm so excited, y'all. So that's why I'm saying you need to say what you feel, because if you hold that shit in, it will eat away at you. I don't care if it's a job, your family, your friends. Like, you have to say what the hell you fucking feel. If you don't like the way your boss is talking to you, obviously can't say, you be like, bitch, I don't like the way you fucking, like, your tone and shit, because obviously you don't get fired. They're not, because that's how the world fucking works. You just be like, hey, that tone is not okay with me. I'm not comfortable with that. You know, it upsets me. Things like that. You're good. Then you can go cuss them out in private so you don't get fired. But yeah, y'all, like, I really tried to figure out a way to tell him. I just couldn't, because the only thing I wanted to say was, I don't love you anymore. And I just couldn't find a way of saying that without saying it. But I did say it a couple times when I was there with him, and I felt so good every fucking time I said it. Y'all, like, it feels great to be free. I feel wonderful. I can move on. I can finally give people chances. You know, the ones they fucking deserve, because they have been putting in effort, and this man, whatever. But yes, y'all, please say what you feel, no matter the circumstances. You know, obviously you should watch how you say it, because it can escalate things. I know someone's gonna be like, oh, it's wrong for you to have sex with him, and then okay, all the fucked up shit he's done to me, you shut the hell up, because I don't give a fuck. Whatever. I said what I needed to fucking say. And I think we sat there for like 2, maybe 3 hours talking about it. And y'all, like, I really wanted you to be like, hey, you know, I don't love you anymore. And I was gonna walk out. Like, I'm serious. I was like, I should do it when we're at the door, and I should just be like, hey, by the way, because, you know, he's gonna be like, I'll see you later. I'm like, actually, you won't, because but I just don't want him calling me, texting me, nothing. And I don't want him to be like, hey, wait a minute, what you talking? No, I just had to tell him right then and there. But yes, y'all, that's all. I've been away. I've been living my best life. I've been, you know, eating good food, hanging out with some good people, doing what I do, but getting my massages and stuff. Like, y'all, I've just felt so fucking good. Like, the weight of the world is off my fucking shoulders. Like, just felt great. And I haven't felt that good in a long time. And I think it was all, like, one of the reasons was that he was always like, you don't ever tell me how you feel until, like, it gets bottled up, and then, like, you know, it becomes a major problem. And he's like, you should always tell me how you feel. Like, if you don't like the way I'm doing something, you should tell me then before, like, you know, it becomes a bigger issue and I can fix it before, you know, blah, blah, blah. I tried that with him. I tried to tell him things, you know, before it got to be an issue. And then it was like, oh, you're not giving me a chance. You're always, like, going in on me, like, you're just putting pressure on me and stuff like that. So I just, once again, I was like, fine, I'm not going to tell you shit. I'm going to just let it build up. And then when it does, you're going to say the same shit, which he did all the fucking time. Well, just tell me before it gets to be a bigger problem. Tell me, you know, stuff like that. So I just never really, I guess, had an opportunity to really tell him that I started not, I mean, you know, I can't even say that. Like, I can't even say that I felt my love dying for him. Like, at moments I did, but then it would be something else where I'm just like, no, don't, you know, you still love him or whatever. I'm telling you, just one day I just woke up. Then that man was like, how long you been feeling like this? 2 months, nigga, and I just didn't know how to tell you. That's what the fuck it is. So, but now it's out. It's out. And I feel great. And I'm so relieved. Like, I'm just so glad I can move on. I hope this maybe helps y'all to just tell the person that you don't love anymore. You don't love them. I mean, it, like, I kind of felt like maybe he still thought I cared, but I'd like there had to be something in his mind to be like, she not really fucking with me no more, but hey, I guess some people just in denial, or maybe he really didn't see it, so you need to tell these people how you feel. Because don't want to end up like me, and knowing, or at least according to him, making yourself feel like, I don't, you know, he doesn't love me or whatever. Whatever, you know. Should have left a long time ago. I didn't. But hey, you live and you learn. And, you know, I'm going to just keep telling people how I feel. Like I've been doing. He was the only one that I just never did, I guess, because I never wanted problems and things. Like, you know, I was just hoping maybe he could work it out on his own or give him little hints. Because I guess I didn't want to be the one to be like, oh, I'm always nagging him for shit and doing this and that. Like, you know, just everything's fine. And it's not. So, say what you feel. If someone's doing something you don't like, just tell them. Don't let that shit bottle up, you know. And if you tell this person multiple times and they're talking about you're just nagging and you're pressuring me, we'll be like, well, this is how I fucking feel. And I done told you before and it hasn't changed. So what the fuck are you going to do about it? You know, like, you're going to fix it or whatever, you know. But yeah, hope y'all enjoyed today's episode. And I'm sorry for being away. I can't promise you it's not going to happen again, but you know, I have some things planned for the next couple of weeks. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it and I will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.